Access to hospital care is a requirement of every community of all sizes. The level of patient care and safety those hospitals provide, that's also a vital expectation. So how is the American hospital system responding to the needs and expectations of communities? My next guest is here with the findings of a study by the American Hospital Association, which reveals the answers to these questions. Laura, being a double board certified pediatrician and neonatologist, his career has seen him serve in various medical leadership positions, which currently includes chief physician executive and senior vice president of the American Hospital Association, Dr. Chris DiRenzo. How are you today, doctor?
I am terrific, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
And learn more about the American Hospital Association, and more specifically the study that we are talking about, aha.org is the website, and we do have that linked up at our homepage as well. So what was the goal of this study? What were you looking to find out from it?
Well, Chris, the top line is we knew that care was improving throughout the pandemic, and we also knew that healthcare, just like society, was stretched in all different kinds of ways. We also know that measures that the public can generally see on things like patient safety and healthcare can sometimes lag by a number of years. So we worked with an expert in this data called Vizient. We didn't know what the data was going to show, and it turns out that hospitalized patients today in 2024 are actually even safer than they were before the pandemic in 2019. And that holds true across multiple critical measures of patient safety in American hospitals.
We do have to put this caveat in. This is a nationwide survey which takes into account the stellar performers and the ones where work needs to be done, but you wind up still with an accurate representation via the stats, because trends are always the key, not necessarily a specific number where things are at. And did the findings show too how have the post-pandemic days affected the level of care being required?
I think it's no surprise to anyone that the patients are getting sicker. And as a result, the amount of resources that we use in hospitals to care for people has gone up as well. But even though patients are getting sicker, and even though we're seeing more of them, you're exactly right about the national reach of this study. This looked at hundreds and hundreds of hospitals across 49 states and the District of Columbia, and they ranged in size from as small as 20 beds to over 1,400 beds. So, you know, if your hospital and your community basically looks like a hospital, no matter what size or shape, then it's reflected in the trends that we're seeing here nationally.
People might be surprised, too, and this is one of the documents that you have at aha.org, Fast Facts About Hospitals. If I told someone to take a guess how many hospitals are in this country, they'd probably come up with a five-figure number, which would be well off the mark, at least the latest count was 6,120, which that sounds like a large number, but when you think of the level of care, and as you said, the study showing that the need for care is increasing, that number might be getting stretched sooner versus later.
Yeah, we know there are thousands of hospitals of every different kind across the country, and every community needs different kinds of services to help care for their people. Hospitals are pillars of a community, and they're reflections of their community.
Do you think the aging of our population is having an impact? Because we all always hear, for example, around a military holiday, a Veterans Day, Memorial Day, the last World War I veteran passes away, and that's a monumental time of history. We're getting older. Is that part of what we're seeing as part of the impact in healthcare and the load being placed on hospitals that your study found?
I think there are many different kinds of pressures, and you're right. America's population is adding around 11,000 new beneficiaries to Medicare each and every day. But despite that increase in need for care, what we're also seeing is this significant improvement in outcomes, outcomes as critical as risk of mortality. And those outcomes that we see improved after the pandemic, it's really important to note that this is a trend that started decades ago. And even though we were stretched in so many different ways during COVID to care for people in lots of new and challenging positions, this twin engine that drove the improvement, this drive to improve, and second, this continuous innovation in how we practice medicine and how we practice nursing and how we serve our patients, that's what is powering better and better outcomes, despite, as you indicated, all of the forces that are increasing make it such that our population needs increasing levels of care.
Talking with Dr. Chris DiRienzo, who is the Chief Physician Executive and Senior VP of the American Hospital Association, AHA.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You also find a recent study that we're reviewing here as well, and a lot more great detail to give you a better idea of what your local hospital actually has to contend with in a variety of ways. When you look at, we always want to see good news in these studies, and certainly that's one of them. Infections are falling. Cases of infections. Is that simply because of care the hospital is providing, or are people taking part in more health screenings versus what way too many people fell into the trap of doing in the past? They go to some online site and do a self-diagnosis, which human nature being what it is, we always wind up thinking we have the worst case scenario possible, and that's not always true either.
You know, that certainly is certainly a challenge. When I look at the data in the study, what I see is two things. One, the kinds of hospitals that super sick patients are at an increased risk of getting when they're very, very sick, those are going down. And that is, frankly, a testament to the incredible work of people who work in hospitals across the country partnering with their patients. I was the CMO of a health system in North Carolina during the pandemic, and we worked really hard with our patients, even our families of patients in the ICU, to help drive these infections down. Simultaneously, we've also seen preventative screenings going up, which is a really good thing. We remember back in those early days of 2020 when access to care, you know, fairly suddenly became limited by the nature of what the pandemic was doing to society. But our evidence shows that those preventative screenings rebounded really fast. So by the end of 2020, they were already at the levels that they were in 2019, and that's for cancer screenings like breast cancer and so on. And since then, in the 3 years that followed, those screenings have gone up like 60% and more across, you know, multiple different pathways. That's a testament both to expanding access in the community and I think patients hearing this message that the further upstream we move to protect our health, the better opportunity we have to live into those Medicare years healthier lives.
That is one of the certainly dominant points of good news out of the study, too, that where so much had been lost during the pandemic, it's actually surpassed pre-pandemic measurements in a variety of ways in all the good cases, I should say. And as we mentioned before, too, the number of patients entering a hospital, that, too, has increased. But with the other factors coming into play, that's why the survival rate is all one big equation. As you read this report, you'll see that. In your experience, what do you think, other than having to deal with a new virus, what do you think one of the greatest lessons or maybe forms of empowerment hospitals received from the pandemic?
No, I think it's a lesson, Chris, that we learned in society. And just to be clear, this is not a victory lap of any kind. Every hospital recognizes that we have opportunities to keep getting better. And we are. That this drive to improve, you know, didn't just stop magically in the first quarter of 2024, just like it never stopped through the pandemic. And what we saw in the pandemic, I remember being in our ICUs in the hospital system I was at in North Carolina, is teamwork. The pandemic reminded us of just how powerful we can be when we have the ability to focus a team on such a crucial outcome as serving our community in a once-in-a-hundred-year challenge. And that kind of teamwork didn't go away at the end of the pandemic. I don't even know when to call the end of the pandemic, sure. But whatever era we would call ourselves in now, that teamwork persists today. And it is that sense of teamwork, that drive to improve, that drive to innovate, that is why hospitalized patients today are even safer than they were in 2019, and why I am confident that that drive to improve is only going to keep going.
It really is a fascinating report, and when you spend some time with it, because I know back in, I think it was August, a federal agency released a report on New Jersey hospitals and their quality of care and service. It wasn't exactly stellar for all of them, but this report takes into account all points of every hospital in a very scientific survey. And like I always say with polls and politics, and studies like this, it's not where the number sits, it's the trend That's the important lesson. And I think when you look at this report at AHA.org, you'll see those trends being reassuring to you as someone who either is in current need of hospital care, has somebody in hospital care, or you have to think of reality and know that one day you will need hospital care. And this report, I think, will give you great comfort as well. You can see the report and learn more about the American Hospital Association at AHA.org. He is their chief physician executive and senior vice president, Dr. Chris DiRienzo. Thank you so much for enlightening us with this study and for being here today.
It's been a privilege, Chris. Thank you so much for having us on the program.